Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the family at the epicenter of the Boston Marathon bombing made a rare and powerful statement on the front page of the Boston Globe today. Their request, laid out in a huge headline, reads, "To end the anguish, drop the death penalty." Bill and Denise Richards' 8-year-old son Martin was killed in the bombing. Their daughter Jane lost a leg. Their older son Henry was traumatized. And their call to take the death penalty off the table comes at a powerful time. The 2-year anniversary of the bombing was this week. This year's marathon is Monday. On Tuesday, the jury that found the bomber, Jahar Tsarnaev, guilty begins determining if he should be put to death. Boston Globe reporter David Abel has spent time with the Richards. And David, they are intensely private, but remind our national listeners, they're also well known.
Indeed, they've become quiet symbols for the horror that we all experienced on the finish line. And Bill Richard gave very powerful testimony during the trial. That's why it makes the points that they made today on the front page of the Boston Globe that much more powerful.
And what is their reason for not wanting the death penalty?
Well, I think a lot of victims actually wanted this trial not even to happen. I think for the Richards, as well as many others, they want to just let that go. They want it to be done. And they would have probably been happy if there was some kind of plea agreement that came in advance of the trial. And now, essentially, that's what they're seeking. They're saying the conviction is done, the prosecution has done its work, and rather than prolonging a sentencing phase in which Jahar Tsarnaev might be able to tell his story and could potentially be on death row for many years with many appeals, they just want an agreement that would put him behind bars the rest of his life and forego any appeals and have it be done.
And this isn't, we want to be clear, this isn't them expressing their opinion on the death penalty. This is them saying, we don't want to go through this again. And to be reminded of the trial they just went through, they had to see, for instance, their little boy's clothing.
I can't even imagine what it was like for them to sit in that courtroom or for Bill Richard to have to testify in front of the young man who killed his son and caused so much havoc and horror to his family and to his community.
What has U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz said in response to this piece? It really rocketed around the city.
They have a duty to defend all of the victims, and it seems from their statements that they're going to press forward with seeking the death penalty.
And she, the U.S. Attorney, was quoted as saying that she respects the sentiments of all the victims, that all the victims' thoughts are important. And there are others who have expressed their opinion. The sister of Sean Collier, the MIT officer who was killed by the Tsarnaev brothers, she also said this week that she opposed the death penalty, and it's because she has publicly stated her opposition to the death penalty. She says, now that I've had a loved one killed more than ever. But while this is happening, what impact might this have on the jury? They've been instructed to not read the media.
Well, presumably they are following the judge's orders and they are not reading into this. I should say, though, that there are quite a few of the survivors that have insisted that they do want the death penalty.
Right.
And they have made that very clear to prosecutors.
For instance, there's Liz Norden. She has two sons, both lost a leg in the bombing. She wants the death penalty.
So it's a challenge for the prosecution, because there are mixed feelings.
And by the way, you underscored that the jury has been instructed not to read any media. It'd be very hard to even walk by a newsstand and not see this huge headline in your paper today, the plea to drop the death penalty. Did you have any concerns about that? Or?
Our job is to reflect the reality of what people are experiencing and feeling, and it's not our job to tell the jury what to do, and it's not our job to protect them from what is the reality out there.
And David, you've been close with many of the survivors. Are you surprised that they're starting to speak out? They have become friends, they've, you know, formed this community, and they've made a lot of decisions together. And now it sounds as if they're going to have different opinions. Are you surprised about that?
I think there have been a lot of mixed opinions from the very beginning about what should happen and how the prosecution should proceed. And I think these feelings are very individual and spring from very strong emotions, whether it's from religious faith, whether it's from personal history. And I think among the survivors, there is deep respect for the difference of opinions that people have on this subject.
Yeah. The Boston Globe's David Abel. David, thank you.
My pleasure.
And again, this year's Boston Marathon is Monday. The jury begins the sentencing phase in the Boston Marathon bombing case on Tuesday.